Big fatty boo, big fatty boo, gimme a big fatty boo. Mr. Big Fatty, I'm recording this on Saturday, and hopefully you'll be in Monday's show, because Monday, and I can't believe no one else has talked about it, Monday is an extra special show for the Big Fatty. It's episode 666, proof that he's the devil.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
He is evil incarnate with his belching and his farting and his noxious gases. He is just the Antichrist, the demon child, the Big Fatty. And I'm just surprised. I'm the first person I've heard point this out. So, Mr. Big Fatty, Devil, Lucifer, Morningstar, Beelzebub, whatever name you prefer to go by, I just want to say thank you for all the Big Fatties and making me cringe every time you belch in my ear. Well, that being said, you have a wonderful 666th show. You demon child. Gimme an audio. Boo.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He is evil incarnate with his belching and his farting and his noxious gases.
This is episode 666 of the BFO for Monday the 23rd of August 2010. And y'all, there's something wrong with your Big Fatty today. He is just possessed by this evil, devilish, I've morphed into something awful. Gussie, I don't know what is wrong with me, but y'all, it is the mark of the devil. Trust me, it is the mark of the devil. And, hello, lovies. I just want to say lovies. It's the mark of the devil, I'm telling you. I am recording this on Sunday for presentation on Monday, but nobody gives a shit. And I want to just say hello, lovies, and thank you for listening. And it's just lovely that you could join me on Monday, because it means so much to me. And y'all, I know this is number 666, and it is the mark of the devil. It is the mark of the devil. Yes, Big Fatty, it is the mark of the devil. Oh, Big Fatty, you are vulgar!
Oh! Hello!
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Okay, so the professional name that we use in the business for a hangnail is actually, and first off, it's really not a hangnail, is it? It's a hang skin. It's a piece of skin. So anyway, it's usually caused from dry cuticle, but the professional name we use is an agnail. No, I did not say hagnail. I said agnail. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, lovey, for that lovely, lovely call. And, you know, it just makes it all worthwhile for me to sit down in front of this microphone when I get a lovely call like that, reminding me that a hangnail nail is actually a hang skin, but it's called an ag nail. And I think I'm going to rename my lovely puppy dog, who has got her nose up in my crotch and just licking on my testicles. I'm going to rename her Agnail, and that's just lovely. And I just want to thank you. You've made your antifa.
Hello.
Big Fatty, it's the Gay Trucker. I'm just catching up on your episodes because it is Friday the 20th, and last Friday the 13th, I was in a head-on collision on the 12th, and it was in my car, and someone pulled in front of me from a stop sign, and I had to throw away. And I was doing about 30 miles per hour, and I went right into him. Anyway, logistics. I don't know. Semantics. I don't know. I don't know my English. And I listened to your I'm catching up on your podcast last Friday. You opened the show with me saying I want to pull you through the microphone and beat you over the head. You know, I'm just teasing. Of course you know that. I love you, Big Fatty. I listen to you all the time. I'm okay. I haven't really told anyone. Not really. Anywho, show is great. I'm catching up, so I'm listening to last Friday's this Friday, so it's perfect. And I like your show. Take care, Big Fatty.
Yeah, gussy, y'all. I am not going to put you through. I am not going to put you through the living hell. For the rest of today's show. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Monday. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, on top of this being show 666, it is the eve of the full moon, so the crazies are... And y'all, I just had to have a little fun there. But anyway, hi. Y'all, that was Dr. Hangnail, because y'all, I don't know who that was. They didn't identify themselves, but Dr. Hangnail, thank you. Or excuse me, Dr. Agnail, although I do like Hagnail. Dr. Agnail, thank you for clearing that up for us. And the gay trucker, y'all, if he didn't want to pull me through the microphone on Friday the 13th show, I can guarantee you he's ready to pull me through the microphone for the first half of today's show. But, y'all, I know sometimes it is a living hell. It is a living hell to have to listen to Big Harder, and then sometimes it's not. Yes, Big Freddy, we understand quite well what you're talking about. But y'all, I thought since this, and by the way, y'all, please make sure that sometime during today's little show, that you look at the special artwork that was created by that one and only Miss La 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 Lauren. Y'all, she did a special artwork for number 666. Ah, Big Freddy, it's lovely. It's quite devilish. And it's devilishly lovely. And so y'all, send Miss Lauren a little love. A little la 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 love. For her many talents, y'all, because y'all, she is lovely. She is just lovely. But y'all, I thought I would go in and type into the goggles 666, and y'all, it is the number of the beast. Yes, McCready. And y'all, I thought I would just read you, cause y'all, you only get one chance to get to do show 666, and of course you only get one chance to do show 665 and 667 also. It just so happens 666 is in the wiki. And y'all, I thought I'd just read you what it says here on the wiki. It says, the number of the beast is a concept from the book of Revelation, from the New Testament of the Christian Bible, relating to the figure of the beast. The number is 666 in most manuscripts of the New Testament and in modern translation and critical editions of the Greek text. Although Irenaeus.
I remember Irenaeus. She was around when she came over last week for supper. We had spaghetti sauce and an overdressed salad.
Y'all, speaking of that, I've decided that the only thing, because, you know, you've heard the Sea Hag talk about how she just sloths around in Hawaiian shirts and loose-fitting shorts because, you know, Agneo gets up in there and is sniffing around in a girly bits. And y'all, you know, I've decided that the only thing overdressed in Woodland Hills is a salad. And y'all, if any of y'all know how to cross stitch, please, I beg of you, please cross stitch. The only thing. And please cross-stitch this saying. The only thing overdressed in Woodland Hills is a salad. And send that to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And Big Freddy will love you forever. although Irenaeus affirmed the number to be 666 and reported several scribal errors of the number, there is still doubt by some theologians about the original reading over some recently discovered 3rd century manuscripts of Revelation, which read 616, which y'all, you know, we passed that 50 episodes ago. Oh, y'all, that is a filet mignon, bacon wrapped filet mignon, with a garden salad and broccoli and cheese. Yes, Big Freddy, you'll be farting it up. You will be smelling like the devil is inside of you. And most scholars contend that the number 666 is a code for the Roman Emperor Nero. So y'all, perhaps Nero will be joining us on today's little show. But y'all, who knew? Who knew? But y'all, there's all kinds of shit over here about 666. And y'all, I just thought I'd the number of the beast. What was that movie that was about the devil? I don't know what it was, but anyway, I know somebody. Is it time for movie recommendation? No. There's some movie about 666, and I'm sure somebody will do a movie recommendation time about that. Y'all, speaking of numbers, I woke up on Sunday morning, which is when I'm recording this, but I'm not recording it Sunday morning. I'm recording it on Sunday for presentation on Monday, but nobody gives a shit, Big Freddy. I had 27 e-letters, and I went, oh, shit, something's wrong. Because, y'all, I never have 27 e-letters, and y'all, evidently, there was some sort of spamming. There was some sort of spamming of my Americans Online account. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, I had to go in and change my password on my main account. And y'all, while I was in there, it was saying, please update your records, Big Freddy. And y'all, would you like to guess when Big Fatty join the Americans Online? Y'all, I'm telling you, I had to be the first person. I had to be the first person in South Kakalaki to be on the Americans Online. And y'all, you would get on with the 56K modem. I have since moved up to the 128K modem here at the Fat Cave. But anyway, you know, the dial-in has advanced over the years, but and you'd have to pay by the minute. You'd have to pay by the minute to be on the Americans Online. But y'all, Big Fatty joined the Americans Online on July the 25th, 1992. Y'all, could not fucking believe it. I have been on the Americans Online for 18 years. Dear Gussie McFaddy, did you have to crank? Did you have to use a crank on that? Sarah, get me somebody on the America Online, please. And you crank the computer. So, anyway, but y'all, I thought I'd let you know what's been going on over the weekend. Y'all on Friday night, I had relatives that came into town, and y'all, they had a little hootenanny out at the beach on Friday evening, and y'all, that is why I did not think I would be able to be on the LFC on Friday night, but y'all, I surprised even Mr. Vader. But y'all, I got on the cellular telephonic device, and I got on the Skype on there, and I called Mr. Vader on the Skype, and he was like, "Big Patty, why? I thought you had to go to your cousin's hootenanny." And I said, "Well, I'm in the Ford." And he goes, "No, you cannot be in the Ford Explosion. The Skype does not work that way." And I said, "Well, I'm telling you, I'm in the Ford Explosion driving right now." And y'all, he couldn't believe it. He just couldn't believe it. So I taught him a lesson or two. Yes, McFaddy, you showed him. And then I did that, and y'all, my family, I swear to God, and these are cousins. These are first and second cousins, and their families and all. And y'all, there must have been 35 people in this house. And half of them were children under the age of 12. And y'all, it was... And y'all, they didn't have any gin. They did not have any gin. So I had to have a Diet Pepsi. And I made my appearance. And I stayed for about an hour and a half. And y'all, that's all I could take. But anyway, y'all, the good part is I got to see some of my cousins are cutie patooties, and it's always good to see a cutie patootie. And I know that sounds vulgar, and you're back in front of your dirty old man, and yes, I am. But it's 666, so you allowed it for once today, and. And Saturday, y'all, Saturday, I didn't do a damn thing. I didn't do a tinker's damn. I laid on the furniture, that's not true, because I did start watching some of the episodes of the Friday Night Lights. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you are not watching the Friday Night Lights, you need to get on that Luhu and watch it. Y'all, it is just one of the best television programs that's not a quiz program out there, y'all. It is just lovely. And then went out for beverages with Granny and Miss Porter on Saturday night. And y'all, you know, I have to do that on Saturday nights, you know, so that I miss that Daniel dear Gussie. Beaver's quiz program that he does on Saturday nights. And, but y'all, he'll never know that I said that because he unsubscribed, y'all. And then on Sunday, y'all, I had to start doing things to get ready for the big horror event that starts, for Big Fatty on Tuesday night when we pack up the Ford Explosion, and then Wednesday morning, I am off to the Horror Hotel, where, y'all, it will be a full week, a full weekend of, what will it be?
The evil incarnate with his belching and his farting and his noxious gases.
Well, I hope there's a gentleman cola involved, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.